from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia and Australia sign joint security treaty. Indonesia and Japan trade reaches $32 billion. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto stated that Indonesia and Australia have strengthened their partnership through the signing of a joint security treaty at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, on Friday. More details reported by Desi Anugranov.
President Prabowo Subianto welcomed visiting Prime Minister of Australia, Anthony Albanese, at the State Palace, Jakarta, on Friday, 6th February, where they signed the Australia-Indonesia Joint Security Treaty. The signing of the treaty represents the implementation of President Prabowo Subianto's policy to ensure good relations with neighboring countries in line with the Good Neighbor Policy. The treaty also strengthens long-standing agreements that have previously existed between Indonesia and Australia.
Hari ini, saya dan Perdana Menteri Albanese menegaskan kembali hubungan erat dan komitmen bersama.
Today, the Prime Minister and I reaffirm our close relationship and shared commitment to further strengthening the Indonesia-Australia partnership. Through the signing of the Joint Security Treaty, this agreement reflects the determination of both countries to continue working closely in safeguarding our respective national security, as well as making a tangible contribution to peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region.
Serta berkontribusi nyata bagi perdamaian dan stabilitas kawasan Indo-Pacific.
On the same occasion, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese stated that the agreement reflects the deep friendship, partnership, and trust between Australia and Indonesia. He emphasized that the signing of the treaty marks a historic moment, demonstrating that Australia-Indonesia relations are stronger than ever and represent a significant expansion of security and defense cooperation to maintain regional peace and stability through joint action.
This agreement signals that Australia and Indonesia's relationship is stronger than it has ever been. The fact that we are signing this treaty today is testament to President Prabowo's strong leadership and his personal commitment to promoting security in our region and indeed around the world. As I have said, the treaty is a significant extension of our existing security and defence cooperation.
Meanwhile, President Prabowo further explained that the signing of the Joint Security Treaty is aligned with Indonesia's independent and active foreign policy and its non-aligned principles. He added that the treaty serves as Indonesia's contribution to regional peace and stability through the strengthening of strategic trust with neighboring countries, particularly Australia. In addition to the treaty signing, today's meeting also discussed a number of shared priority agendas in the areas of agriculture, investment, education, and labor. President Prabowo invited Australia to develop joint ventures in the agricultural sector in both countries to support Indonesia's efforts to strengthen food security.
Relations between Indonesia and Japan continue to strengthen, particularly in trade and people-to-people cooperation. At the Japanese National Day celebration in Jakarta on Thursday, Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso revealed that trade between the two countries has reached tens of billions of US dollars. Ihsan Syaputra has the detail.
The cooperative relationship between Indonesia and Japan continues to strengthen in various sectors, particularly in trade, investment, and people-to-people relations. Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso at the reception celebrating Japan's National Day held by the Japanese Embassy in Jakarta on Thursday said the cooperative relationship between Indonesia and Japan continues to strengthen in various sectors. He stated that the value of trade between the two countries continues to experience significant growth.
Last year, total bilateral trade with Japan was recorded at $32 billion. Japan ranked as the fourth largest trading partner for Indonesia.
In addition to economic cooperation, relations between Indonesia and Japan are also strengthened through community interactions, cultural exchange, educational exchange, and youth exchange. Japan's Shah's Affairs at Interim for Indonesia, Myochin Mitsuru, emphasized that people-to-people ties are the main foundations of the two countries' future partnership.
I firmly believe that this human connection represents the most powerful and promising vision for the future of Japan-Indonesia relations.
The Japanese National Day reception was attended by government officials, diplomats, business people, academics, and representatives from both countries' communities. Through this opportunity, Indonesia and Japan reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening their strategic partnership, encompassing trade, investment, infrastructure, and social-cultural cooperation. The Indonesian government hopes that bilateral cooperation with Japan will continue to develop sustainably and provide tangible benefits for the well-being of the people of both countries. Ihsan Syaputra, Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to Indonesia and South Africa that are strengthening their strategic partnership in the tourism sector. The cooperation was marked by the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding in Jakarta on Thursday, which is expected to support the growth of a sustainable, inclusive, and resilient tourism sector. Anissa Audrita has the detail.
Indonesia and South Africa have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, on tourism cooperation to strengthen their strategic partnership. It was signed by Indonesia's Minister of Tourism, Widianti Putri Wardana, and South Africa's Minister of Tourism, Patricia de Lille, at the Ministry of Tourism in Jakarta. Indonesia's Minister of Tourism Widianti Putri Wardana explained that the cooperation is based on the Indonesia-South Africa Joint Commission for Bilateral Cooperation Agreement signed in Jakarta, April 20, 2015.
The meeting reflected the shared aspirations of both governments to further strengthen the long-standing relations between Indonesia and South Africa and to foster bilateral cooperation in tourism.
Meanwhile, South Africa's Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille welcomed the strengthened cooperation and described Indonesia as a strategic partner with strong historical ties. She also announced that Indonesian citizens can now apply for South African visas online through a digital system with processing completed in less than 24 hours.
We are very happy to be in Indonesia to further strengthen the deep historical roots and relationship with the people of the Republic of Indonesia.
Through the MOU, Indonesia and South Africa agreed to enhance cooperation in sustainable tourism development, human resource development, as well as tourism marketing and promotion. Widianti Putri emphasized that both countries are committed to ensuring the effective implementation of the agreement through concrete collaboration. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita stated the development of vehicle electrification in Indonesia has shown a positive and significant trend. He revealed it during the opening ceremony of the Indonesia International Motor Show 2026 held in Jakarta on Wednesday. The minister explained that sales of battery electric vehicles recorded a sharp increase, rising from 43,000 units to 103,000 units. In addition, sales of hybrid electric vehicles grew by 15%. Meanwhile, plug-in hybrid electric vehicles saw a remarkable surge, increasing from 74 units in 2024 to more than 5,200 units in 2025.
Dan kami sudah punya roadmap, kami sudah punya cara-cara dan strateginya.
We already have a roadmap along with strategies and concrete measures to realize net zero emissions across the entire manufacturing sector 10 years ahead of the national net zero emission target. Vehicle electrification is also one of the strategic solutions to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve air quality, particularly in urban areas.
Meningkatkan kualitas udara khususnya di kawasan perkotaan.
The minister emphasized that the manufacturing sector is one of the government's main priorities in accelerating the achievement of net zero emission targets by 2050, or 10 years earlier than the national target.
Tren tersebut menunjukkan adanya pergeseran yang cukup signifikan, ya, menuju kendaraan yang.
This trend indicates a fairly significant shift toward more environmentally friendly vehicles. This development is in line with the Indonesian government's commitment to achieving net zero emissions by no later than 2060. In fact, for the manufacturing sector, we have already set a target to achieve net zero emissions 10 years earlier than the national target, namely by 2050.
Untuk sektor manufaktur, kami sudah set. Kami sudah tetapkan target net zero emission akan dicapai 10 tahun lebih cepat dibandingkan nasional di tahun 2000.
Furthermore, he said Indonesia's electric vehicle battery ecosystem continues to strengthen with the operation of several battery pack producers, such as Hyundai Energy Indonesia and other companies. This development is supported by foreign investment projects totaling $5.9 billion, which are projected to generate economic value of up to $48 billion. The Indonesian government, through the Central Bureau of Statistics, has released the latest data on employment conditions in Indonesia for the period November 2025. As a result, there was a significant increase in the number of employed people and a decrease in the open unemployment rate as the national formal sector strengthened. The full report was presented by Kiki Purba.
The head of Indonesia Central Bureau of Statistics, Amelia Adininggar Widyasanti, presented the structure of Indonesia's labor force, which saw a strengthening trend in November 2025. In an online press conference on Thursday, she stated that national labor force now numbers 155.27 million people, an increase of 1.26 million compared to August 2025. This increase in the labor force was accompanied by a fairly consistent decline in unemployment rates over the past 3 months.
Selama periode Agustus 2025.
During the period from August 2025 to November 2025, or in other words, in November 2025, there were 7.35 million unemployed people, which is equivalent to an open unemployment rate that decreased to 4.74%.
Terbuka yang turun menjadi sebesar 4.74%.
Data also recorded an improvement in the quality of employment, marked by an increase in full-time workers and the formal sector, along with the increase in the number of people working as laborers, employees, or civil servants. Regarding business sector, key sector remain the mainstay in absorbing labor in the country.
tiga lapangan usaha yang menyerap.
The three business sectors that absorb the most labor are agriculture, trade, and manufacturing.
Dan industri pengolahan.
Additional, the Central Bureau of Statistics recorded the highest increase in labor absorptions in the accommodation and food and beverage sector. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government inaugurated 1,300 temporary shelters for disaster victims in Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra. This is prepared as an initial solution while waiting for the recovery and reconstruction process. Rizka Fadila has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Muhammad Tito Karnavian, accompanied by the head of the National Agency for Disaster Countermeasure, BNPB Lieutenant General Suriharyanto, inaugurated 1,300 temporary shelters or huntara for disaster victims in Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra in South Tapanuli on Thursday, February 6. The minister stated that the construction of temporary housing was carried out as initial solution for the disaster victims who were affected in the three provinces at the end of last year.
This was done according to the president's orders too, and among those that we are inaugurating now. The order was for 15,000 to be built. There are also those built by BNPB, approximately 5,000 or about 20,000.
He added that the government is also preparing alternative assistance for people who do not want to occupy temporary housing. This assistance is in the form of cash that can be used to rent temporary housing for residents affected by the disaster.
This is what it's called. They were given an estimate, money, and it's called a waiting to occupy fund.
Tito Karnavian, who is also head of the Task Force for Accelerating Post-Disaster Rehabilitation and Reconstruction in Sumatra, inaugurated the construction of 1,300 temporary housing units in 8 disaster-affected districts and cities. Rizka Fadila reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian futsal team has achieved another milestone in the 2026 AFC Futsal Asian Cup after winning over Japan in the semifinals. Dika Dean Ananda has the detail.
Indonesian futsal team has won 5-3 over Japan in the AFC Futsal Asian Cup semifinals at Jakarta on Thursday, 5 February 2026. This brings Indonesia to the final for the first time, facing Iran next Saturday. This victory is making history in the Indonesian futsal world. The head of coach of the national team, Hector Soto, said that this win is a teamwork effort.
My team is a history maker. This is not a question of one person, it's a question of everyone.
Coach Soto stated that he is proud of what the team has been doing. He also praised Japan's national team for the amazing play. Furthermore, he also stated his goal to push the limits of the Indonesian team to the global standards.
We are really proud of what we are doing. We are trying to push the limits of Indonesia to international standards.
Coach Soto also reminded everyone that in games, there will be wins and losses. But the team is always doing their best. Dika Dean Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
We end the news with President Prabowo Subianto, who officially inaugurated Juda Agung as Vice Minister of Finance in the Red and White Cabinet for the remaining period of the 2024-2029 term. Regarding his new duties, Juda Agung emphasized the president stressed the crucial importance of synergy between fiscal and monetary policies in order to accelerate national economic growth. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto officially inaugurated Juda Agung as Vice Minister of Finance at the State Palace, Jakarta, on Thursday, February 5, 2026. Shortly after the inauguration, Juda Agung spoke about his new mandate. Juda revealed that President Prabowo pays great attention to cross-sector policy coordination.
Tapi intinya dari presiden bahwa untuk mendorong pertumbuhan.
The president's main point was that in order to boost economic growth and achieve the government's planned programs, coordination between fiscal and monetary policies is certainly necessary. And of course, policies in the real sector are also necessary, so that our efforts to boost economic growth in the future will be effective.
Menjadi efektif di dalam upaya kita untuk mendorong pertumbuhan ekonomi ke depan.
Strengthening the relationship between monetary and fiscal policy is now a priority. Judagung believes that his personal experience in Bank Indonesia will facilitate this coordination.
Ya, tentu saja pengalaman saya yang cukup lama di Bank Indonesia, kemudian di otoritas fiskal, ini tentu saja.
Of course, my extensive experience at Bank Indonesia, then at the fiscal authority, will certainly lead to better synergy, as will Pak Thomas, who was formerly at the fiscal authority, then at the monetary authority. So the synergy between the two policies will be better than if each were at their own authority.
Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
selalu bahagia. Kadang kau katakan kau benci aku, kadang kau katakan kau cintaku. Cobalah kau pastikan apa yang kau mau, apakah masih ingin bersamaku.
Peach usually has a black or white sand, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at the pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, the island of Kalimantan, also known as Borneo, is a place rich with nature, endemic species, culture, and rivers. In South Kalimantan, rivers are the foundation of both life and economy. People of South Kalimantan use the abundant number of rivers for economy and tourism, one of which is the Martapura River Floating Market, also known as Lok Baintan Floating Market. Lok Baintan Floating Market lies above the body of Martapura River, Sungai Pinang Village, Sungai Tabuk Subdistrict, Banjar, where traders would sell their goods on boats along the river. It is a bustling and crowded place. The market opens every day from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Indonesian time, and is usually the busiest around 6 to 7 a.m. Some traders are open for barter, but for tourists, you still need to pay with money. To travel across Lok Baintan Floating Market, you can rent a klotok or motorized boat. The traders of Lok Baintan Floating Market are mostly female farmers wearing tanggui, a traditional South Kalimantan hat made of rumbia or sago palm leaves. They sell handicrafts, vegetables, fruits, fish, and traditional foods such as soto banjar and ketupat kandangan. You can eat these foods and other traditional snacks right on the boat. The uniqueness of the market and enthusiasm from tourists keeps the market alive every year. If you want to try having a meal or buying handicrafts on a boat, you should go to Lok Baintan Floating Market in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Listener, that is Indonesian Wonder of Lok Baintan Floating Market, South Kalimantan.
Voice of Indonesia.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, they look frustration, depression, and stress. And on the other side, it's very extremely, they try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? Because they don't have friends, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, they have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy, they have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man, but they can talk with mom because the parents, they're working every day, they arrive in home at home at night, and the children already sleep in the morning. The parent, they already go to the office. It's complicated situation in the modern family, So it's, as I call this, is very dangerous situation for the modern family.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi, VY listener. Today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go. Indonesian magic words. Tolong. Please. Terima kasih. Thank you. Sama-sama. You're welcome. Permisi. Excuse me. Maaf. Sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi, boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Liodra. Liodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Liodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Liodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Liodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Liodra to cover it because Liodra's voice character fits the song. This love-themed song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Liodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu. Tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Ternyata sesungguhnya
Voice of Indonesia.
That's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130.
So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.